mistakes, I guess turnovers, mistakes he's made, have just been him just trying too hard to make something happen out there, and you just encourage him to settle down and play?
Yeah, I think that Jake's, you know, part of his playmaking ability is he's going to do some of that stuff at times, and it's part of the growing process and understanding that there's a time to make plays and there's a time to tuck the ball and run it and pick, get what you can get and get down.
Is it maybe a little unusual that he sort of had this flurry of interceptions sort of later in the season as opposed to, you know, earlier when he was just starting out?
Well, I think just anytime you're playing a lot and you're playing more, you know, he misses three or four games due to injury. I think that would be the biggest thing, is just throwing, just more attempts, more throws.
This is, I guess, the biggest challenge for, I guess, you and Jake, maybe as far as the looks that they're going to give you on defense. I mean, they try to keep you guessing, I guess, throughout.
Yeah, Rex Ryan does a great job. I mean, they're going to try to confuse you. They're going to play multiple coverages, multiple fronts. So sometimes it feels like there's 14 guys walking around the line of scrimmage. But, you know, the most important thing is that you don't get caught up with all that stuff. You go through your progression, get your eyes where they need to be.
How often, they blitz, their blitz numbers sitting extra guys more than
the, this will be the team. I mean, they pressure more than any team that we face this year.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, historically, that's what Coach Ryan does.
You know.
No, you're fine.
You mentioned sort of that the attendance is down as opposed to week one of your press conference. Has your comfort level gone up, do you feel like, in the last couple of weeks as you get more sort of?
I think that just like players, I think every time you do it, you learn from it, you get better at it. And the, you know, same thing we tell Jake and the rest of these guys, every day we should be trying to get better. You get better or worse every day, you don't stay the same. And that's my attitude as well with my performances. I should continue to get better every time I do it.
How does the Jets blitz compare with the Steelers and the Texans, other 3-4 teams you've faced?
Yeah, you can't lock them into just a 3-4 team because they've got seven DBs on the field sometimes. And when they're in their base package, they're not as exotic. But where they really get exotic is when you get in a nickel, they've got seven DBs. You got to identify all that stuff.
How impressive was Cromartie in facing Justin Blackmon last week?
He's a great corner. He's long. I don't know how people completed passes when they had him, Revis, and Kyle Wilson. I mean, they had three really good corners. They've got two good ones, and Cromartie's done a great job.
Landry playing pretty well back in the back end, too, huh?
He is. He's doing a nice job. Very extremely physical playmaker.
Would you figure you guys did a little bit more of last week to get Kenny the long completions that he hadn't been able to get in the
well, pass? The difference between that, the Indy game, the Houston game, is we didn't turn the ball over early and we were able to stay in our game plan. And that was the biggest difference is, I mean, we moved Kenny around. We all obviously know what type player Kenny is. And, you know, that's when we took over this deal a couple weeks ago. We said our goal is to get the ball to our playmakers.
Does it say something about his progression, or is it more a game plan kind of thing that he was able to get?
I think it's both. I think Kenny's getting better every day. I don't think he's 100% still, but I think you see him coming along.
How much do you think it helped him from maybe a confidence standpoint, just knowing he can do it? Did he clear maybe a hurdle there as well?
I think success breeds success, so I think anytime you do well, your confidence goes up.
What did you guys expect this year for Taylor Thompson to be kind of like a project year for him? Is this kind of going as you expected for him?
Well, it is, and he's going to obviously have to take up a bigger role in the offense with Jared down, which is a big loss to us in our passing game, but you know, Taylor's done a nice job. He's continuing to get better every day. And, you know, it's playing a different position. He's a defensive end in college and has a tight end. So he's still got a lot to learn. He's a physical guy. He's big. And we like his potential.
This is a pretty good opportunity for him in the passing game, you know, as you mentioned with Jared.
It's a tremendous opportunity for him in this game. He's going to play more than he normally has. And he's got a great opportunity to help this team win.
What about Barton? Like, have you seen that him on the practice field, and you're counting on him to maybe help you a little bit money too?
I think that he can help us. He's a sharp guy, you know, and obviously he's going to have to fill a role in some of the packages.
Does Taylor assume personal role when you guys go three wide, or is that split between Stevens and?
It'll be split between him and Craig. You know, obviously neither one of them is going to replace Jared in the passing game, like with the matchup, the size and speed that Jared brings to the table, but it'll be more by committee.
After watching tape, and what do you would you decide maybe the biggest issues have been?
We just had to finish.
Run game, I guess.
In the run game, same thing. We got to finish. We got to clean that stuff up front. We got to do a better job helping CJ. Not allow as much penetration. And there was a couple cuts that CJ obviously missed. And, you know, that's going to happen. You get 19 carries in a game, and you're going to miss a couple cuts. But it's just finish. That's the thing we have to do as an offense. We played almost, you know, I mean, we played really well in the first half. We need to finish a couple drives. We had opportunities to make plays that end in, you know, finish a drive with 7 points instead of three, and that's a different game. It's a different second half. And, you know, when you miss those opportunities, in the back of your mind, you know that, hey, we just gave up 4 points right there, and we need to finish a drive.
Is there something specific on film that impresses you about Wilkerson just in defending the run?
Just how big and strong he is. I mean, he's a matchup issue for any inside player, and we've got guys that, you know, are backups that are starting now that need to do a good job and get their mind set that they're going up against a real man this week.
He line up both inside and out, or is he inside?
Majority inside.
Okay.